أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولما نعلم الأسماء كلها ثم عرضهم على الملائكة فقال أنبئوني بأسماء هؤلاء إن كنتم صادقين. قالوا سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. قال يا آدم أنبئهم بأسمائهم فلما أنبأهم بأسمائهم قال ألم أقل لكم إني أعلم غيب السماوات والأرض وأعلم بما تبدون وما كنتم تكتمون. صدق الله العظيم.
Now when the Malaika, the angels, when they put forward their query and this Adim Kalima they recited and they testified and they confirmed Allah Ta'ala's glory, magnificence, splendor. And they said, there's no other kalima that can confirm this apart from this. And this is what the angel said. This is Allah. That all decisions from you, O Allah, are free from all defects and deficiencies. And every decision of yours, Allah, is based on your hikmah, your wisdom. In other words, we have understood that whatever decision comes from you, we do not need to understand further or query further. Rather, it is you who give the ultimate decision, the supreme decision. In other words, this great example that is in front of us, that the angels made of noor compared to human beings made of soil and clay. But this is not the differentiating factor. This is not the measuring tool that who is supreme or not, that he's made of light, he's made of dust. Or if you look at somebody's externally, who is better or less, who is worse off. Whoever Allah says is great is great. Whoever is lofty, Allah says is lofty. Whoever is demoted by Allah is demoted or is lower. So what we need to see is that what does Allah Ta'ala define as greatness? And Allah Malikul Mulk, owner of the universe, for him, who is great, who is azim, who is important? Yes, we don't look at anybody's body, on any. We don't look at their title, their actions, we don't look at their face, their appearance, their external being. We cannot judge somebody like that. There's one factor, one defining guideline, that whatever Allah Ta'ala's decision is, that is the best guidance and the best measuring method, you can say. So this is the first point we need to understand. Listen. All the malaika, all the angels accepted and informed the whole universe about their confirmation. Now, they've confirmed, they've accepted, they've understood. They've understood. So now, this is a big lesson for us, this message from the angels, that in our lives, our basis for success, our connection with our Rabb should be the same. Should be the same, that we will not put our opinion forward with regards to anything. Nothing can be understood by our own brains apart from the decisions and the guidance given by Allah. That is what we need to adopt. And use no need to go chung-cha, criticize and complain. In our eyes, doesn't matter what we think. And if we don't understand something logically, illogically, but if Allah Ta'ala has given us some guidance, we have to think, where's this decision come from? And every decision that comes from Allah is the best, is the greatest decision. And we need to attain that. We need to understand that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's every decision we need to accept, embrace and submit to Allah's decision and guidance. Yes, ask Allah for help. Ask Allah for assistance. That may Allah keep us steadfast on His decision. And whatever the circumstances arise, ups and downs, we ask Allah for help and patience and perseverance. So the angels confirmed, they understood, and this learning came to us and we accept as well. Then Allah Ta'ala says, قَالَ يَا آدَمُ أَنْبِئْهُمْ بِأَسْمَائِهِمْ. Now here is another status, you can say, or great respect being given to Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, that the angels, who are the creation made out of light, nur, close to Allah, speak to Allah, discourse with Allah, dialogue with Allah, and compared to human beings who are made out of clay, soil, and we have to go back into the clay, buried into the clay. And what a great respect and honor Allah has given to the human being, Ibn Adam. And on the other side, the angels, they also got a great reward. They also received a great reward. The angels received a great reward. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when from His creation, when He gives a lesson to any form of His creation, or if He puts anyone into a test or a challenge, any examination, then after passing the examination, going through the examination, that the difficulties a person has to go through to be steadfast, then after that, Allah Ta'ala gives the ajr definitely for his difficulty. This is the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sunnah ilahi. Allah gives him so much reward over and above due to his. And Allah Ta'ala never keeps the favor of anybody. In Allah's path, there's no debt that is retained. The difficulties, the issues, the problems. If he's steadfast, maintains steadfastness, doesn't shake, then Allah Ta'ala definitely repays that person, gives the ajr. So the big reward is being given to the angels, that the ilm has Adam alayhi salam received by Allah, that was given to Adam alayhi salam by Allah, that ilm, that knowledge that we discussed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Adam alayhi salam, قَالَ يَا آدَمُ أَنْبِهُمْ بِأَسْمَائِهِمْ, that also tell them this ilm also, to give this ilm to the angels as well, because Allah Ta'ala had given them a test, a big test, and a question was put forth to them, and it was due to the istiqamah that they understood, due to their query, Allah Ta'ala gave them the response, Allah give this ajr, this reward to the angels, that ulum, the knowledge that was given to Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, Allah Ta'ala also made them shareholders of that, that this is your reward. What was that ulum? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Adam alayhi salam, the ilm I've given to you, the knowledge I've given to you, that ilm, the knowledge, tell them about this knowledge. So here another point arises, that Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, another honor has been given to him, and another title, and another recognition for the angels to see, that Hazrat Adam alayhi salam is teaching them ilm and they are learning. Adam alayhi salam was the ustad of the angels, subhanallah. He made out of soil and clay, and they were made of nur, they thought we're made of light, and he's made out of soil and clay, insan, human being, he's become, made the ustad, the teacher of the angels. And what's the difference between the teacher and the student? Ustad and shagird, teacher, student. And how lofty has Adam alayhi salam become compared to the angels, being their teacher. So Allah Ta'ala says to Adam alayhi salam, that explain this ilm to them. Tell them what they don't know. So what is this point now? Adam alayhi salam is the creation of the earth, and this is the creation made of light. As Adam alayhi salam was given ilm, knowledge, like we discussed in the previous bayan, all that ilm, the knowledge, was regards to the dunya, how to live on the earth, where he was to descend and live, where his offspring was to live and to live forevermore, or for a very lengthy period of time. So that ulum, that knowledge, was given to us Adam alayhi salam, because he will come onto the earth, he will utilize that knowledge. So what is the reason that the angels have to be told this ilm? Because that ilm was the sharia ilm, which was to be implemented in the world, through which we had to learn the principles of life, the laws, the principles, the instructions, Allah Ta'ala, Allah's guidance, how to live our lives, what to do, what not to do. In other words, for us, it was for us that knowledge. So that Allah's usul and His principles, we can live them. This was the sharia ulum that Allah Ta'ala gave to Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. So when the angels are being told, or Adam alayhi salam being told, that teach the angels, they are the creation of nur, light. They live in the heavens. They don't need to live in the world. Their lifestyle is different. Their principles are different. Their objective of life is different that Allah Ta'ala has made for them. In the heavens, there's no Sharia that they require. Think about it. In the heavens, where the angels reside, and for them, there's no imagination of halal, haram. They don't need to know about lawful and unlawful, because they are way beyond unlawful, way beyond the angels. Yes, they don't have the ability that they can do wrong or disobey Allah, or even think about disobeying Allah. So Sharia, the complete way of life, is based on the life that we were to live on planet Earth. So what ilm is it that Adam alayhi salam was given that he had to explain and inform to the angels? From this Sharia that ilm was given. From this very same Sharia that ilm was given that was beneficial for the angels, subhanallah. The ilm that they desired. The ilm that they required to utilize in the heavens, subhanallah. That ilm was given to them. Allah Ta'ala gave it to them. What was that ilm? They said, didn't they? That Allah, we hymn your praises. We do your tasbih. We remember you. We glorify you. We remember you. Yusabbihu bihamdika wa nuqaddisu lak. Isn't it in the previous verse? That Allah, we glorify you, your name, we remember your name, we praise you, we remember you, we do your dhikr continuously. That's our life, that's our function, objective. This is what the angels said, didn't they? Subhanallah. Adam alayhi salam was told, قَالَ يَا أَدْمُ أَبِئُمْ بِأَسْمَائِهِمْ. So from this Sharia, from the principles of life on earth, he had to teach them some knowledge, some ilm. So when Adam alayhi salam was told, explain this knowledge to them, that would be beneficial for them, then Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, from the ocean of ma'rifah and irfan, he gave them some splashes, some ilm. And they thought that it's just us who knows that how to attain Allah's ma'rifah, Allah's dhikr, Allah's remembrance, Allah's praise. It's we who know the angel thought. When Hazrat Adam alayhi salam explained to them, and from that ilm of Sharia, when he took a little portion or taught them a small knowledge of irfan and marfa about those maqamat, those levels, the heights that a person can attain, then the angels, they were shocked. They were amazed that this they had gone so far in marfa of Allah. We thought they have just been given the ilm, how to live, the instructions, the rules for life on earth. How did they attain this? How to live on earth and how to interact with each other? But in reality, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ilm that He has given to the Holy Prophet is the ilm of how to live in the world, and the real objective that we were sent to this world to attain Allah's ma'rifah. Was why were we sent to this world? So we can attain Allah's ma'rifah and irfan. That's number one priority of our life in this world. إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. So what we learn is that ilm that was given to us, Adam alayhi salam, that is based on Sharia, yes. The Sharia ilm, knowledge. But that is also based on, one is ilm-e zahir and one is ilm-e batin. So ilm-e zahir, which is Sharia, obviously will go on the world. But ilm-e batin, internal, spiritual, was explained to the angels also. Because they also needed to understand these maqamat. That this is Allah's ma'rifah, this is Allah's irfan, that the human being, Adam alayhi salam, via the Prophet has learned this as well. So the human beings who live on earth, to fulfill their number one priority of life objective, which is to attain Allah's nearness. In this world where there are restrictions and obstacles and nafs and base desires and shaitan and luxuries of the world, attractions, and he has to sweep these aside and pull on Allah's ma'rifah and irfan. So what a great, great status the human being must have. Whereas the angels didn't have these restrictions. So, total jami'ah, complete principles, uloom that Allah gave to the angels and what Adam alayhi salam taught and made visible to the angels, they were amazed that subhanallah, this insan, human being, he'll go to the earth and live and he'll attain Allah's qurb via these principles of uloom, of spirituality. What a great human being he is, verily. So this is the ilm al-ludni that Allah Ta'ala has given, internal knowledge, spiritual knowledge to Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, that he then had to inform the angels of, because this was beneficial. So in other words, there are two uloom of Sharia, two parts, ilm-e zahiri and ilm-e batin. The external ilm, ilm-e zahiri, is the ilm of Sharia that enables us to live physically on the earth. Halal, haram, lawful, unlawful. That's ilm-e zahiri. What is allowed, what is not allowed. With this ilm, we can practically move in the world. Practically move in the world. And we can remove the barriers and obstacles to Allah. If we understand halal and haram, we can differentiate between good and bad. And secondly, ilm batini, ilm ludni, which was given to us, Adam alayhi salam, which he explained and informed to the angels. That is the ilm that draws on Allah's marifa and irfan and his closeness and his nearness. And these are the maqams that a human being can live in the world and attain, which is also ilm tasawwuf, the principles of tasawwuf. Purification, realization. As I said, because all of our discussions, all brothers who are sitting, listening, mashallah, attached to tasawwuf, spirituality. So we are learning these points. Hazrat Adam alayhi salam was given this ulum, sharia ulum, ilme sharia, two paths to ilme sharia, ilme zahiri, ilme batin. We have to understand this essential point. So ilme batin, knowledge of the batin, the soul, which is essential part of life forevermore. And Adam alayhi salam was given this, both parts, ilm zahiri and ilm batini, both parts. And all the maqamat that a student, he ascends, the people, the students of the Naqshbandi order, they go from maqam to maqam with the mashayikh, your teacher, when he teaches you, gives you the lessons, for which purpose a student goes for islah, rectification. It's these maqams and levels he attains. A person goes through the maqams, the levels, attains Allah's irfan and marifan. That's the objective of life, prime number one, priority number one. To attain Allah's marifa and nearness, not anything else. Yes, all these maqamat and levels we learn. Bashar, human being, maqam zalal, safat, then from safat asma, and then maqam zat. All these levels a person progresses and learns. And then, as he analyzes and learns, he goes to that level where the tongue cannot explain. The tongue doesn't have the power to explain that maqam, that level. Then it stops. The tongue cannot elaborate. And I've given you examples of Qabair Awliya, great Awliya, that a human being can, as he progresses, advances, promotes, gets to the angels can't. They're on one maqam, one level, the angels. Now these maqamah, these levels of spirituality and nearness to Allah, and I explained to you the Zalal, Safat, Asma, Shaunat. These levels, maqams that a person ascends and goes up, and progresses and gains. If a murid goes to a Naqshbandi teacher, and if he doesn't come with those maqams, then he's not murid. He's no student. Whenever a student comes to a sheikh, now here, pay attention to my words, very valuable, precious points I'm making here, that when the murid goes to the teacher, to the sheikh, the student, the devotee, this is what he goes to attain to when he goes to his sheikh. Yeah, nothing else. You understand? So, alhamdulillah, you have a connection with the sheikh, with the teacher. So these orders you are trying to gain, these levels, these maqams, the status, Jala, Zalal, from then you get to Safat, then to Asma, the Maqam Zat, you ascend and elevate and rise through these Asbaq, through the lessons that the teacher teaches you. What does the person do? Look, I'll repeat again for you. There are seven Lataif, seven lessons first that you go through. Those names, Zalal, Safat, Asma, all of these are technical names of these maqamat, of these levels, of these ranks. When you go to the sheikh, to the teacher, he gives you the seven latifas, dhikr ismizat, the dhikr Allah, Allah, on these 7 points. When you start this dhikr on these 7 points, then you are on that level of zalal. Allahu Akbar. And the murid, if he is consistent, then he starts to ascend the maqamat, the levels. The levels of Allah's qurb, Allah's nearness, he goes closer to Allah. Every maqam, he gets greater. Every sabak takes him greater, closer, higher. Litifa ruh, qalb to ruh, lu to sar, sar to khafi, khafi to akhfa. From akhfa, then he gets higher level each time. And then he continues, the shaykh continues the student's learnings, the spark I'm repeating for you. Maraqba, ahdiyat. Doesn't it? It comes, isn't it? Yeah, is this some low maqam? Subhanallah, this maqam, I spoke of that all the angels were shocked that these maqamas, this is how the human beings in the world will spiritually advance. This is what they'll attain Allah's irfan and marifa, nearness, supreme nearness, closeness. So قال يا آدم أنبئهم بأسمائهم. This is the علوم that Adam alayhi salam is explaining to the angels. Zalal to Safat. All the maraqabat that come after this. Tajalliyat afaliyah. Then other levels after this. If you continue. Safat salbiyah. Tajalliyat shane jama. All of these safat and levels and qualities that a person gains. Such great levels these are, such great rank, such great status a person attains that you cannot imagine, that this is the journey that you are travelling on. We should be grateful to Allah, brothers, that you, Hazrat, you know you've got these asbaq lessons. When the Shaykh, when he goes on to these lessons, then the murid, he reaches that maqam. Remember this. They're in our syllabus book. You're not wasting your time in the world. This is the ulum of marifa that Hazrat Adam alayhi salam was ordered by Allah. Qala ya Adam anbi'hum bi asma'im. Tell them about the ulum that you've been given. Announce to them, teach them that how we will ascend and go beyond what the learnings they have and how we will attain Allah's nearness. That on this dirty, impure place where people plunder and kill and loot and harm others from the same planet of the insan. Because angels, you're sat in the heavens. You are, mashallah, amongst the nur, the light and warat, Allah's qurb and ninis. You are there, you hear everything, you see. But those on the world, me, you, us, where are we sat? Tell me, where are we seated at the moment? Subhanallah. But as soon as the human being, alhamdulillah, he embarks on the journey of ilm ludni, which is sharia. Two parts to sharia. Both ulum are ulum sharia. Sharia has two parts. Ilm zahiri, ilm batini. Remember this point. Pencil it down. Note it. And both meet. Both intertwine. You can't separate them. They're both mixed. They're both related. If you separate the two, fitna will arise. Fitna. Fitna in the world will arise. How? This is the biggest fitna today in this day and age. If we look around us, that some people have grabbed hold of ilm zahir. That's it. Sharia, physical laws. And think that's the deen itself. And shaitan and nafs has grabbed them and they enjoy from ilm dhahir, bayans, conferences, wah wah, technical grammar. And he thinks that this is the be all and end all. Sharia knowledge, hadith, Arabic, grammar, bayans. Yes? So he's trying to ride the bike on one wheel. Sharia al-Midhari on its own, you can never take you to Allah's nearness. Impossible you'll get Allah's nearness. That's one wheel on the bike. Rather, it'll make you a nafs pressed. You'll worship your nafs. You'll be proud. You'll be running after dunya. You'll have desires. People praise me, attend my talks, wah wah, keep giving durus, speeches, ilm, writings, learnings. And in this, no way can you attain Allah's ma'rifah and nearness the way that our pious predecessors have taught us. Whoever runs after this, some people who come so strict, they've given stamp that there's no way apart from this. This is the be all end all. Whoever, this is fitna of this day and age, I'm telling you. Fitna. This is the ilm that has Adam alayhi salam, with Allah's order, instruction, he presented to the angels, ilm al-ludni. And qala ya Adam bihum bi asma'ihim. Explain, Adam, that how you can ascend from the earth and reach to me in the heavens, how you can attain my irfan and marifah, the nearness, the spirituality, the hidden knowledge, the inner knowledge, the ilm batin, the ilm of the soul. So one is the fitna. One fitna, look, my brothers, we are reading Quran. We have to speak openly. Quran has many learnings we can derive. But today the Quran is directly speaking to us today in this day and age. The biggest fitna, it is extracting it. That a human being come out of this fitna, this trench that you're in, and get out of the mud you're stuck in and come to the clarity. In this day and age, the biggest fitna in Islam today is this. The ulum of sharia, that's two parts. Ilm zahir, ilm batin, insan has separated and he's stuck. And all fitan has arisen from all firqas, cults, sects, groups, wherever you look, is due to this reason that we have taken one part of ilm sharia, we've forgotten the genuine part of ilm sharia, which is ilm batin, which is the one of the two parts of sharia, and it's proved from Quran. When Adam alayhi salam presented, explained this ilm to the angels, Allah said to Adam alayhi salam, so Adam alayhi salam, he didn't present ilm sharia, because angels didn't need the practical form of sharia in the heavens. So what ilm did he present to them that was beneficial to them? Allah says in this verse, that was beneficial to them. Allah said, and when he described their names and the ulum to them, they understood. because the angels understood that this is our need, this is what we need. And they were shocked and surprised that subhanAllah, even the human beings have got this ulum, and they can be attained at such a high stage and rank. All these qualities and levels I've mentioned, they're so high, you cannot explain the commentary, the tongue, it gets lost in commentating. And what are these ranks and levels when a person elevates and ascends and gets closer to Allah? Yes, the human being, people, thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of the Naqshbandi Mashayikh and Awliyaullah have graduated and ascended these levels, and you also can attain this. If you got a sabak from a sheikh, a lesson from a sheikh, say subhanAllah. We're so fortunate. The student, whoever has got the sabak, that sabak can take you to the maqam. Now I'll give you a little bit of explanation. What I'm trying to say, this fitna about which I'm speaking today, that from the Quran, every verse proves the Sharia, the Sunnah and Tasawwuf in every verse of the Quran. Allah will allow us to learn this. So, قَالَ يَا أَدْمَا بِأُمْبِيَسْمَاهِمْ Allah is explaining this ilm of Sharia and Tasawwuf from this verse. That the angels, they were dumbstruck, you could say, that today the nafs and shaitan have overwhelmed us. So the nafs and shaitan said, take this ilm, Sharia, read, speeches, listen, wah, wah, mashallah, excellent, technical points. This is not the case, my brothers, today. But nowhere do you see a person who can get ma'rifah of Allah via this one form of Sharia. No. No human being can get ma'rifah. Show me a person who's attained irfan via just given bayanat and technical knowledge of the sharia ilme, the external knowledge. Impossible. When the Quran says, the question doesn't arise. You can never imagine you'll get the closest to Allah. It's proven that this ilm was given to the angels. That what's happened to the human beings? They've got this ulum. This, the other ulum, knowledge. What's the fitna that's occurred today? Is the ilme dhahiri, the other side now. They've left ilme dhahiri and so-called people who have taken the so-called spiritual knowledge. And they've shunned and disregarded ilm sharia, physical, external. So this is the other extreme. The other extreme. The darajat that I've mentioned to you about the silsila Naqshbandiya. In every silsila there are levels, darajat. It's not just silsila Naqshbandiya. Naqshbandiya. So what have the people done? They've played a trick and a game. The ilm batin, many peers today. What they've done is they've changed this ilm. They say that ilm dhahir, we don't need it. What's halal, haram? Everything of ours is fine. We don't need to pray salah. We're sat here. I'm praying in Medina. I can float here. My ruh is in Makkah. I don't need to go to the masjid and pray in Jama'ah. And they are controlling jinnat. And they're showing magic to people. And trances and magic and potions. And all the people of the world. Oh yeah, he's brilliant. Running after him. Nafs prast. The worship that does that. He's the greatest wali of Allah. To this extent. The ilme dhahir, to this extent, they have twisted and turned the deen of Islam, ilme dhahir, the external knowledge, that one first part of Sharia, all the laws and principles in the first part of Sharia, that they say it's allowed, singing, music, jump up and down, men and women, mixed gatherings, sit together and spread the deen, no knowledge, qawalis and singing and musical instruments, new ilme batin they've got. New innovation, that this is ilm-e batin. So this is a double fitna now. So ilm-e dhahir, first group, they've just taken that, left ilm-e batin, and the second, and earned dunya. And the ilm-e batin people, the spiritual knowledge, inner knowledge, they have left halal, haram, the ilm-e, the apparent, the ilm-e dhahiri, they've left that, and they've made their own deen, their own ulooms. I won't call these places khankas, their own institutes and centers. The men and women go there, and such wrong actions take place there that you'd be shocked if you saw it. Jaws would drop. Dancing. And then such gatherings. And they think that this gathering is a majalis that will take us to Allah. That's, these are the people, the ilm-e batin, people of the inner knowledge, ilm-e batin, that they say, no, this is not ilm-e sharia. We have the spirituality. This is a big fitna in this day and age. Big fitna also. Allah Ta'ala sent His deen to attain His ma'rifah, and people are cashing in on it. They have totally disfigured tasawwuf and dishonored it and spoilt it and put, you can say, a black mark on it. Controlling jinns and making people foolish, telling people about the future. I have the hidden knowledge. You are this. I know about you. I'll do this for you. I can predict your future. A person's forgotten ma'rifah. That what have I got this ilm for? To attain Allah's nearness. And they are spoiling their lives. So, we will succeed him. He'll help me. He'll assist me within minutes. He'll do dua. My duas will be accepted. All my problems will be solved. My wife, I want to control her. My servant, my husband. In other words, totally upside down. The ilm that Allah gave us to reach His nearness, we have created fitna out of it today in society. So ilm-e sharia, we go back. ilm sharia. So they've left it as well. So first group take ilm sharia, ilm zahir, they left ilm batin. Second group ilm batin left ilm zahir. And both are, if you want to see ilm sharia, you'll see speeches, conferences, big gatherings, big masjids, but no man from there can reach to the closeness to Allah. Not one man, just enjoyment, knowledge, and sharing of knowledge. In taqreer, soul, just speech, there's magic. There's trance, people enjoy such stories, old events, Quranic events, events of previous nations, and meaning and impact on our lives is negligible. And they'll turn it towards a person so that he can enjoy what he hears, and all it becomes is jackanory and tales. Oh, let's go to that scholar and listen to him today. Oh, we enjoy his talks. And but they don't derive anything beneficial on going. Big gatherings, Ashik or school, lovers of Rasulullah, Allahu Akbar. Yes, if you go to the Khanka, in the masjids, in Manchester, what do they do? What is the conferences that they have together, etc.? What happens? Women are dancing. Yes, the I am going to Medina and put the necklace around me of flowers. I'm going to Medina and they're dancing in a trance. You're saying, oh, she's in a trance. She's passionate. Put the flower of God, the garlands of flowers over my neck. I am departing for Medina. These are the words. So they left Sharia and they have spoilt and dishonored ilme batin, the ilm of the inner soul. And the others have taken ilme batin and spoiled that and disregarded and shunned ilme Sharia. So the Quran is telling us, "Qala ya Adam bi'hum bi asma'ihim aw Adam." The ilm, the knowledge I've given to you to use, utilize on the in the world. That is ilme zahir, because ilme zahir, sharia, principles and laws, halal, haram, instructions, is not useful for the angels. So explain to them that ilme batin, marifa, irfan of Allah, that we in the earth, how we will live, and our maqamat will be higher than you, O angels. That is the ilm that Allah Ta'ala explained and instructed Adam alayhi salam to teach the angels. These are the spark that we do dhikr on. So these two fitnas we need to save ourselves from, my friends. Both things we need. Both things are needed for Allah's qulub. We need ilm-e zahir, physical implementation of sharia on the earth, and ilm-e batin, so we can attain Allah's irfan and marfa. If we leave either of these, we will be failures. Just like I explained to you, listen to me. That, for example, you've got a sabak, lessons that your shaykh has told you. The first sabak, latifa qalb, learning Allah's name of the heart, is such a great sabak that your body, your soul, it starts to float and fly to the heavens. I tell you the reality. This is the maqam of latifa qalb, number one. Then the person who does Allah's zikr on the same latifa, wuzawa, yaqeen is low, nafs tells us, oh, leave it, waste of time. Shaitan and nafs, they say to us, oh, you have to see what you're doing, what you're attaining, what is the purpose of what you're doing. The first sabak, the first doubt that the angels, the first question that the angels put to Allah, is that Allah, we're made of light, they're made of clay, and they put the crown you're putting on their head, the crown of your nearness and greatness. This was their question, their query. So today we don't have yaqeen. Allah has explained, has given you uloom, as Adam alayhi salam, through the Prophet, get to my nearness, follow these principles, do my remembrance, and get to my nearness. So when your shaykh gives you these asbaq and sabak, and your ustad gives you these learnings and teachings, and tells you to dhikr on the asbaq, then what do we need to do to attain the maqam? Listen to this carefully. To attain these maqamat and levels, what do we need to do? We need to be total amal on ilm sharia. Yes, so the ilm-e zahiri, the first ilm, those people who are practicing ilm-e batin, the lessons of dhikr and the nafs, crushing the desires, first condition is you have to have total 100% on the principles of sharia, then you will attain the maqams. I swear by Allah, when your shaykh teaches you a spark, do them, but condition one is to implement the sharia 100%. Subhanallah. Why can a student not go through these maqams and reach to the heights? The reason is because we are weak in ilm-e-zahir. Ilm-e-zahir, our physical practice is weak. So the car, the bike cannot ride. The number one lesson or ilm-e-batin, the inner knowledge, ilm-e-batin, the knowledge of the soul, is that your rizq should be halal. Your earnings should be halal. Tell me, if your rizq is not halal, and ilm al-zahir, we have not fulfilled its condition number one, the ilm of the shirk, the laws of shirk on the earth, then how can we ascend the levels of ilm al-batin? We never can, because we have contaminated ilm al-zahir. All the principles of ilm al-zahir, physical sharia on earth, if our risk would be halal after that, all of the sins of the batin, lying, backbiting,
ilm al-zahir, they also come into ilm al-zahir to control, we are taught via hadith, etc. And the more we control and implement ilm al-zahir and the asbab that our teacher teaches us, and inshallah, you will start to ascend and get greatness. These are such great lessons that even if a stone is taught these, he will start to remember Allah. These are buland, the high maqams that the teachers give to you, that you are 15 asbaq, you're taught, and 11 asbaq, 10 asbaq, and we're committing sins. Then we say, oh, well, I'm not feeling good and close to Allah. How can it be that you are not close to Allah? Maqam-e haq, maqams of truth, the Quran is testifying. قَالَ يَا آدُمَ أَنْبِيُمْ بِأَسْمَائِهِمْ. This is the amal, this is the knowledge. As Adam alayhi salam, the angels learnt from him. In other words, insan, the human being, became the teacher, the ustad of the angels. And they were amazed and said, we accept and embrace your teachings. Such maqams given today, the ilm is being taught to you, O students. So why don't we get promoted? Why don't we learn and ascend and elevate and promote? The reason for this is that we are weak on ilm al-zahir, the practical, physical implementation of Sharia. And our rizq is haram, it's not halal. Our batin is dirty, impure. We lie, we backbite, we slander, we gossip monger, we have hatred, we do impure deeds, and we do tasbih Allah at the same time in parallel. Yes, there's sparkle Allah has given to us, we do those as well. And we do haram at the same time, we contaminate and mix everything. So then, what's said here? The Shaykh explains to you, teaches you, gives you a spark. He'll take you to that level. But the door is shut, slammed shut. You cannot open it. Unless you don't work hard yourself on the usul of ilm-e-zahir. It says, stop this, unlawful, refrain, this is wrong, don't do this action. When you grab hold of that path, what does Sharia say? That's why stated, every decision of your life, what should you do? Based on the Sharia, is ilm-e-zahiri. And if you want to become a Sufi, if you want to attain Allah's nearness, this is, otherwise you can't get the maqam. This is the mujahida. This is the striving. Both parts of Sharia together in parallel will take you to Allah. And then it's the effort of the murid. How much does he control himself? How much does he observe Sharia? My Hazrat Nur Allah Marqada went to him and he gave me the maqams, alhamdulillah. After that he said to me, these are haram, this is unlawful, these are the principles of Sharia, ilm al-zahiri, you need to be steadfast. That's it. No negotiation. Yeah, not every week knocking on my door. Are you doing this? Are you doing this? Are you not doing this? If you have passion, desire to do such a great maqam, he took me to. Yes, this maqam is that when you ascend these maqams, the angels will be shocked, dumbfounded, that where is this human being gone to? That's what I explained to you, that the tongue cannot explain those maqams. The tongue is not capable, not speaking about myself, that I'm on this maqam. Pray for me that I can get there, so I can ascend there, because I am incapable. But Hazrat Sahib, he took me to that maqam, where the angels, he taught me that maqam, he explained the maqam, that the tongue is impure, cannot explain in words the brilliance of that maqam that my Shaykh took me to. Great, great. Allah, he's sent me there. Whether I've ascended there, achieved it, attained those maqams, that is based on my ilm sharia. How much amal have I done on physical sharia? How much have I refrained myself and stopped the physical sins? If I want to attain that high level that Allah Ta'ala has given us the allowance, if I do implementation on sharia, then I will get this. What we learn from all of this is that the maqamats, the levels, the statuses, the levels to get to Allah, they are there, their reality, that is also Sharia, and that is ilm-i-batini, there are two parts to Sharia, ilm-i-zahiri, ilm-i-batini. We know, we say Sufism, tasawwuf, this is not separate from Sharia, it is the one and the same, it is Sharia, tasawwuf is Sharia, Sharia is tasawwuf. Without Sharia, ilm-i-zahiri, you can't attain Allah. Without ilm-i-batini, without tasawwuf, Sharia, you can't get to Allah. If you don't have ilm-i-batini, if you don't have ilm-i-zahir and ilm-i-batini, the ilm-i-sharia will tell you about that, this is fine, this is right, leave this, do it this way, do it this way, you can compromise here, leave this here, every principle, this is haram, mustahab, desirable, preferable, etc. But that ilm, you have to learn that. But not every man is an alim, not every person goes to darum. Look at Allah Ta'ala's deen, that when a person, a sadiq, honest, true, complete, kamil shaykh, if a murid arrives to his blessed company, then subhanallah, ilm al-udni, its brilliance is such, ilm al-batini's brilliance is such, that automatically due to the barakah of your shaykh, then all of the principles of ilm zahiri will come into your heart. What is halal, what is haram? This hadith says, the greatest mufti is your heart, your qalb.
that will tell you what's right and wrong. You don't need to go to Darul Uloom. It's not necessary. It's not essential. Because your heart will become the mufti. It's not necessary for Ilmi Dahiri that you have to go to Darul Uloom, learn for years and realize the fatwas. Obviously, that is the place, the institute where you learn the uloom, the knowledge. But not everyone in the Muslim world can go to Darul Uloom, can they? So does that mean that they lose out? A beautiful door. So as soon as you go to the Shaykh, obviously, when you don't have ilm-e zahir, you can't get to the maqam. You have to physically implement sharia. But ilm-e zahir, Allah says, I've prepared for you such a system that the kamil shaykh, the complete shaykh, such a true, honest, sincere murid, devotee, goes to the shaykh, says, I want to get to Allah. Then subhanAllah, his ilm-e batini, when he teaches you, and if you don't learn the ilm-e zahiri, then even then the ilm-e batini that the teacher gives to you won't benefit you. But automatically, if you implement his ilm, ilm-e batini gives to you, the ilm is absorbed in heart, then all the ulum. If he's sincere, he starts to learn. He doesn't become a Shaykh al-Hadith. He doesn't become a Shaykh al-Fiqh. No, but he becomes respectful to Halal and Haram. And I tell you with guarantee this. With guarantee. Rather, in the words of the Quran, I tell you, all of my murids, reverts, and those who came from Hinduism to Islam, Christianity to Islam, they didn't open no books, no fiqh, no jurisprudence. I guarantee you that after coming here, the spark they learned, subhanAllah, they realize straight away what is halal, haram. They know everything about halal and haram. They have no excuse that they don't know what the physical implementation of it is. Because when the qalb is purified, when the qalb becomes muttaki, when the heart becomes a muttaki, he will never shake from the halal and haram. He never compromise. No excuse will he put forward. Such preparations Allah has made that when you attain ilm-e batini from the shaykh's company, and he teaches you the ilm-e batini tasawwuf, and you've not attained ilm-e zahiri. So when you go to learn the spiritual inner batini knowledge, and you haven't got ilm-e zahiri, external, no worries. When you learn from the shaykh and the heart is purified, obviously you should learn about halal and haram. If you don't, then you will fail in ilm-e batini as well. So Allah Ta'ala has put such barakah, blessings, inspiration in ilm-e batini. When you go to a shaykh, a teacher of tasawwuf, subhanallah, then from there your heart, such noor will develop, passion, strength, intensity, that you will recognize this is halal, haram, adab, respect, comportment. You won't make excuses. Your consciousness will tell you this is right or wrong. Tell me, am I right or wrong? Will you testify on this? You didn't go to Darul Uloom, but you know the haq, what is halal and haram. No excuse can you make. No excuse. Apart from if there's a big masala, technical, you don't understand, yes, you can go to a mufti and ask him. But basic daily masala, masail, you will know what is halal, haram, right, wrong, yes, no, you'll know. Wa akhru dawana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Inshallah, we conclude this point here. Time is short. And further on this point, we will continue. And the great brilliance of the Quran is coming out. The Hazrat Adam alayhi salam made all the angel Sufis, mashallah. He made them Sufis. Because ilm al-zahir, they had no link with this, but he made all of them Sufis. They learned the ilm of tasawwuf. They all became students of Adam alayhi salam. Even today, the angels, alhamdulillah, they look at the human beings in this light and regard. Those people who are learning ilm batini, and they do dhikr and learn from a sheikh. Today, even those sheikhs do, those angels do dua in the heavens for those devotees. I'll tell you hadith about this. They are solid friends. Angels are friends. Because Adam alayhi salam made them Sufis. They're happy. They're learning the ilm, that knowledge, the ulum-e batini that has Adam alayhi salam taught us, that these devotees and murids are learning this from the Shaykh. So every Sufi, every human being who is attaining Allah's marifah, ilm, nenis, angels are their friends. Angels do dua for them, subhanallah. Astaghfar for them. And Kamilin al-Arsh, the specific angels do dua for them. And the subhanAllah, if they do sin because they're human beings, then the angels say, Allah istighfar, forgive that person, because he is the person on the journey of your marifah, of your irfan. So my brothers, your ilm, you're learning this ilm, don't waste it. If you waste it, you're the biggest loser on the day of judgment. I tell you now, clearly the biggest loser is he who Allah gave him ilm batini and he wasted it. Wisdom. That person who Allah gave him the Quran, ilm-e zahiri, and he didn't implement the Quran. That person who was given ilm-e hadith, and he just used it for speeches and bayans and conferences and technicalities, and he didn't acquire ilm-e batini, and he was bi-amal without amal ilal to Allah. Tell me, the biggest loser and regret and remorse is, how did I waste my life on planet Earth? So this is the objective of life. That's why we're attaining ilm. Ilm-e marifa. Nenis to Allah. If you waste it today, my friends, either of the ilm-e sharia, two parts, how are we wasting it today? Because ilm-e zahir, you're not utilizing, implementing it. Halal and haram, you haven't learnt. You don't know what is halal and haram. You're not following the principles. And your batin is dirty, lying, gossip mongering, and haram rizq. All of these are walls and barriers, doing dhikr, asbaq, lessons you're learning. But all of these have got padlocks on them.
and the biggest loser is that person. Just like the Quran, a person's got hadith. Hadith says a person's got Quran, he doesn't read it. He has got Quran in his heart, he sleeps on it. Just like on a sack, you seal a fragrance and the fragrance doesn't come out. This hadith, in the same way, this ilm that you're learning, ilm batani, the spark, the levels, ruhaniyat, but they are padlocked. Because you are not implementing ilm dahiri, you're not following the sharia, you're not accepting halal as halal and haram as haram. And not you say that there's immodesty is allowed, singing, dancing, haram, everything. We're saying we're doing tasbih, doing the dhikr of Allah. And the murid of this sheikh, and I'm forgiven, I'm Faruqi sub murid. Yes, you are my murids, but I tell you one thing clearly. I have taken you to that maqam, I've taught you the asbab, I've stood you at the bank of the river, I've given you that permission, but you will unlock the padlock when you do implementation of midair, when you accept halal, 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 haram, haram, both go together, both rivers flow together, then your maqam will be so high, the angels will be envious, that, ah, Adam al-Islam, Abu Ustad, he told us his ulum, this is the ilm Allah speaks, that, قَالَ يَا أَدَمُ أَنْبِهُمْ بِيَسْمَهِمْ O Adam, explain to them what will benefit them also. And has Adam al-Islam was the ustad and he taught them ilm-e-marifah, the nenis wala, that today that we are learning. وَأَخْرُ دَوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ